Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love mugs that are frosty. This is Doug Loves Movies.
As always, Doug Loves Movies is presented to you by OCB Rolling Papers. No matter which OCB paper you choose, you can be assured all papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free.
Coming to you once again from We're Gonna Make It, Maybe, with another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, April 10th, 2021. And my guests today are Kyle Ayers, Paget Brewster, and Aya Cash. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Everybody's, I love it. Everyone's so polite. So let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. Starting with A, Kyle Ayers is here. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, it's good to be here again.
You're the returning champ. That's right. You won the silly games last week. And so you're here again. And of course, you're the host of the Haven't Seen It podcast, which is named after your general
general knowledge level.
Your general trivia knowledge level, exactly.
Yeah, I think I won last week because everyone else missed enough questions that the victory points fell to me, and I'll take that. That's a very American.
Yeah, it comes down to strategy sometimes. But I really, I thought I was bringing in a real ringer when a guy's hosting a podcast about movies. I think, oh, this guy, he's gonna. But the show is called Haven't Seen It, and it really is about people who have not seen movies.
Never Seen It is a podcast. I have comedians rewrite movies they've never seen. So it's like, we put a lot of effort into not watching things.
Now, listen, I really need you to consider changing it to Haven't Seen It, because I don't like being wrong.
I could do that.
Change the title, I'd appreciate it. You get bumped up in the alphabet. You know, when you're listed alphabetically, haven't comes way before never.
That's true.
Let's meet your competitors today, starting with the letter B. That, of course, is Paget Brewster. Hello, Paget.
Hello. I listened in.
What's that?
I listened to last week's show, so I would know who I'm up against and what's going to happen.
Oh, did you, do you feel like you,
great show.
Oh, thanks. Did you, and you feel like, you know what Kyle's all about.
Yeah, but I think he's going to beat me.
All right. Well, I like your realistic attitude.
Thank you.
We've been Zooming a lot together lately because the both of us are part of the dream team over at Arden Marines. Will you accept this rose? Yeah. Almost screwed that one up too. And of course you were a recent guest on Wide World of Dougs. So thank you for joining us over here. And
thank you for asking.
You've been on a promotional tear lately. Tell us about what you're promoting.
Oh, hey guys, Sunday nights at midnight on Adult Swim, there's a new cartoon called Bird Girl from the creators of Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Large, in the vein of Space Ghost and Harvey Birdman. It is an irreverent office comedy with a lot of chasing bad technological creations and robbers. And there's a character that's a cat with a bird mask on it.
Do you record your, your lines for this program in the same spot you're sitting right now?
No.
They want something much more high tech, I bet.
Is my sound that bad? What do I do?
No. I think your sound's great. That's why I thought we were just going to talk about, isn't it funny that you're on this big show and you record it in the same place you're recording my dumb show. But turns out I was wrong about that.
So sorry. Yeah, no, that's in a padded booth, a little tiny booth. That's where I record that stuff.
Oh, that's where you go whenever you're like, you're feeling a little crazy.
What? No, that's where you have to record like real. I hope I'm laying on the couch like we did with Doug Loves. I mean, Wide World of Dougs, which I thought was so nice to do a Zoom and not be. Unfortunately, I mean, I would like to see everybody, but at the same time, it also feels very intimate to just do audio. So I feel like it's a therapy session. I'm laying sideways on a chaise.
I think that'd be awesome to have a panic room that has padded walls.
It's not
because you gotta have something to do while you're in there. So like running into the walls would be fun. Also joining us today, the letter C. I don't think I've ever had guests whose last names lined up A, B, C like this. And it's so I get excited about strange things these days. But Aya Cash is back. Hello, Aya.
Hello, Doug. No threat to anyone in this corner.
Also, I know, that's part of the fun, is that you all have absolute no, you're all feeling like you're going to lose today. That's an exciting kind of competition to me.
It's who can lose the best, I think, is the real competition. Who's going to be the best loser? Also, I just want, for the record, I'm in full beat. Like, I did not know this was just audio. So, like, I have lip gloss and eyeliner. I did not brush my hair, but, you know, put on clothes. Very disappointed no one's seeing all this effort.
Do you want to turn your video on? I'd like to see you.
No, because then now it's going to be a disappointment. I mean, I do have eyeliner on, but you know, my full beat is not that glam. Not glam. Well,
just show Padgett for a second, just because now that you've spoken of it so much. All right.
Wait, hold on. I even had the ring light, which gives me a headache. Here.
Oh my God, oh, yeah. I'm so impressed. Wait, oh, this yeah. is, I'll show you. I look like shit. So
no, see, actors still coming up have to work it. Actors who've made it don't. Oh, hello.
Oh, that's not fair.
Ring light's great. It's great.
Ring light. Looks fabulous.
The ring light saves us all. All right.
I'm glad I invested in ring light stock early on.
Well, yes, thank you, Aya, for dressing up. Oh. And
see, I'm going away now.
No, you look great.
Effort.
You look successful, Padgett. You look successful. I look like I'm trying.
um What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
Hey, sorry, Doug. Sorry to jump in, guys.
Oh, what's
up? Real quick. Hey, Aya, I think your the microphone on your headphones is brushing up against your hair.
My fabulous hair.
Fabulous hair. If you don't mind just like pulling it out like an inch or two from your face.
I will.
That'd be great.
I'll hold it out.
And this will be edited out.
Although now you can also just explain to the audience like that my fabulous hair was interrupting. But it adds to the mystique.
Okay, we could leave this in then.
Her hair looks incredible. And you said you didn't even do anything with it. It just dries like that. That's not fair.
Yeah, I've got good hair. I'm Italian and Jewish. There's a lot of it. Don't worry, my leg hair grows back by like 5 o'clock. So there's you know, bad things about it too.
I heard though that you
really hope this made some podcast.
It'll be when it starts.
Yeah. When are we starting, Doug?
Right at the part where we promote your latest movie. It's called We Broke Up.
It is.
Co-stars William Jackson Harper, who people know as Chidi from that show Good Place. He plays Doug in this movie We Broke Up. So right there, I'm excited about that. There's not enough Doug representation on the screen.
Yeah, the last Doug I remember is do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Anybody?
I know Doug. Notoriously dressed the same every day.
Yeah.
That's Daddy. The theme song from Doug?
Yeah.
Wow, this is some weird.
Sounds pretty funny. Music. Okay, all right.
Walking around to be.
What?
What?
His last name's Funny, isn't it? Okay, Doug Funny.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. You're right. I hear about the show every once in a while because my name is Doug, but it didn't fall into like I wasn't watching, cartoons or whatever time whenever that was on. So I never saw the show. I even knew a girl friend of mine was like a big sister to a kid who would, every time she'd see me, she'd call me Doug Funny. And I just thought it was because I was making jokes all the time. And turns out when I found out that was the character's name, I was like, oh, she's really burning me actually. So the film We Broke Up, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's like a romantic comedy, but less romantic and more comedy. It starts at the end of a relationship, but they decide to stay together for her sister's wedding. So they pretend to be together for the weekend, and comedy ensues. It's got a lot of great people. Tony Cavallaro, Sarah Bolger, Kobe Libby. I mean, there's just a really fun cast. Emily Pendergast, who has the best last name ever. It's just a really good group of people, and it'll make you giggle.
Where is it?
In theaters, April 16th.
Go if you're vaxxed. Get that vax. Go see the movie.
And then, do the old vaccine view, or if you still have to stay at home, it's on digital on April 23rd.
Yeah.
Can I wait for it? Can I wait until the 23rd?
You can. We'll take your money either way.
Great. Thank you. I will pay.
They're still going to be broke up whenever you go. So just get to it when you can, Padgett, when you're not, you know, when you're not in repose.
That's what I do now. I repose on my chaise.
Is there caviar nearby?
No.
Oh, man. Doritos and caviar would be perfect. Box office report is kind of exciting this week because Godzilla versus Kong made $60 million at the nation's movie theaters while still being on HBO Max at the same time. So movies are back, you guys.
I'm ready. I said to my husband today, I said, do you want to go to the movies this week? Because we are fully vaxxed as of this week. And I mean, I'm fully developed, I should say, because you have to wait for the immunity response. And I am fully developed as of this week. So we're going to go to the movies.
That sounds a little different to say than fully vaxxed. I'm fully developed now, so let's take in a film.
I'm in the puberty of my vaccination.
Right, but like what? Like for you is probably nothing, but like for people that aren't part of the seven, how sick do you get when you get the shots?
I got very sick. Because again, we have to separate the Nazi from the actor.
And, oh, right.
I got very ill actually from my shot.
I'm so glad you reminded me because I was going to put Nazi actress Aya Cash as your descriptor in the,
you know, space for actress in there. Oh, you have limited character. Yeah.
That's right. You're right. I might have to just go with Nazi Aya Cash.
Not a Nazi. And those aren't my tits. Those are the two things I'll say about that character.
Which one are you more defensive about?
I should not have paused. I'm fucked either way now. I should not have paused. That is the answer, isn't it?
Yeah. So that was terrific. We got to take a break already, a quick commercial break, but we will be right back with the Recommendation Nation part of the show after these messages. No flipping.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and it's time for Recommendation Nation. Kyle knows the drill. I ask each of my guests on each show, and I guess Padgett listened to the last show, so she heard that Kyle's recommendation was a little underground movie people aren't aware of called Blade Runner. it, of course, ran away with the poll when I did a poll of the three movies that were recommended last week, because of course it is a classic and it's a great choice, Kyle. But what do you have for us this week?
This week I was able to watch for the first time ever Drop Dead Gorgeous. I had never seen Drop Dead Gorgeous before, and I got to watch it and I liked it a lot.
That's a Kirstie Alley vehicle.
Yes. I love Allison Janney. So if she's in the movie for 3 minutes, I think that I would watch 4 hours. If you told me she was in the Snyder Cut for a minute, I would watch it. That's how much I like Allison Janney.
So you'd watch the whole 4 hours just because her 1 minute would make it.
They have to bury her a little ways in, but you know, maybe she like owns a restaurant or something that Batman eats at. I'm not sure.
They'll make a cut for you where every once in a while that just flashes on the screen. Coming up, Allison Janney.
The Snyder Janney cut where it's just her teasing she's actually going to be in the movie. Not even a superhero, just the mom of some kid who likes Superman. I don't know, but it was, I liked it. I don't know anything about it. It's obviously not a brand new movie or anything. I just sort of watched it and I thought it was funny. I laughed a lot.
What's it called again?
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Because I get it confused with the Miss Congeniality movies, but this one's just straight up about a beauty pageant, or is there actual death and mayhem in it?
I would, you know, I don't want to spoil too much of anything. There's probably...
Yeah, what's it been out, like 20 years now?
It came out in like 1999 or 2000. I don't want to give anything away. Anyone has avoided it for most of their life.
Is this where we scream Amy Adams?
Amy Adams is in it. I love Amy Adams is just as good as it gets. Kirsten Dunst is in it. It's a great, the cast is, Brittany Murphy is in it. If you watch it not knowing everything I just said, you'll be surprised, but you just heard me say all that. So
I like it though. I like knowing, you know, it gives me comfort knowing that I'm going to see all of those actors. And, but yeah, it is also a spoiler because it's fun too, to be just watching a movie and not aware of who, you know, some of the great supporting roles, you know, and people that'll pop up.
And this is all of that. This in this, it's fun to watch. There's a lot of good scenes that I think it made it worth, and I enjoyed it.
All right, DDG is Kyle's pick for the week. Paget, is there a movie that you really like? You're just confident that, you know, people will love it if they just gave it a watch.
Yeah, the movie Under Siege from 1992, starring Steven Seagal, who I know is probably a jerk, but it's a great movie. Have you seen it?
I have, and not only a fan of that movie, but I also appreciated the sequel, Under Siege 2, Dark also Territory.
Very good movie.
They're both way more entertaining than they have the right to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent, excellent choice, Paget.
I'm glad you like those films. I really, you're telling me Casey Rhinebeck's on that sub? Oh. There's just, they're great. It's just a great action film. I think it's a flawless action film. And Tommy Lee Jones
is like, that's like the one time a great actor got tricked into sharing the screen with, you know, with Steven Seagal. Although Michael Caine got the memo a little late. He was in that one in Alaska, but you know what I mean? Like, Tommy Lee Jones really lifts that movie up by just, you know, by being there. And isn't Gary Busey in it too?
Yep. Yeah. Gary Busey is wild.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And in a dress with false breasts for a significant portion of the action.
God, does anybody have real breasts anymore? It's fake breasts everywhere you turn.
You know what, though? I will say that Erica Eleniak is a fabulous looking woman. And I thought she was great.
Yep, she was good. It's all around a good one. I love that you're an Under Siege scholar of sorts.
I watched it twice. I loved it. I watched it and then watched the second one and then watched it again.
And are you going to try any other Steven Seagal movies, or are you aware of just that's as good as it's going to get?
They're all lined up. You know, what's for free that I could speak into my remote control and say Steven Seagal and see what comes up, and whatever I can watch for free is saved. But they clearly everything degenerated year by year.
I mean, I'd love
Siege too.
Right. Well, also he started off shaky too. Like he had a couple that were not that great that kind of put him on the map, and then Under Siege came along. And I think those two movies are just like far and away his crowning achievements.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of another one that I even would say that I like. Maybe Executive Decision with Kurt Russell, but again, they got Kurt Russell in there.
Ooh, Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kurt Russell and Steven Seagal, Executive Decision. I haven't seen that.
I'll watch it.
You might want to check it out. It's interesting, and I can't tell you why. because it's a big spoiler. Aya Cash,
yes,
please recommend a movie.
I have been on a total 90s movie kick as well, and found about 90% of them are incredibly problematic now.
Yeah.
So it's hard to recommend them, and yet I still have love for them. So I'm recommending this movie because it's only got one problematic plot line from the 90s. It's a fabulous movie. There is an issue that, you know, now looking back, you're like, that's ridiculous. But I'm recommending Soap Dish, which I feel like I am the only person I know I keep saying, oh, I'll make a Soap Dish reference, and nobody seems to have seen it, which is crazy to me because it's a incredibly funny movie with Sally Field, Kevin Kline, Kathy Moriarty, Elizabeth Shue, Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, it's just like, it's got a crazy, funny
Robert Downey Jr.'s in it.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's, and it's got like a, you know, it's got a fun like score that's really bouncy, and it, you know, it's got a tone to it. I mean, Kevin Kline just in a comedy is already, you know, you're already in such good shape there, and everybody else is so good too. And, you know, and then also just doing a great job of, you know, making fun of all the, you know, daytime TV tropes. But I recently did a game on Doug Lowe's Movies about Soap Dish, and all three of my guests were just had no idea what I was talking about.
Really?
That's what I mean. No one's seen it. You've seen it.
No one cares.
It's a great movie. I love it. I've seen that at least three times. At least.
Yeah. It's a great movie. There is that one issue. But
now I'm not
what
even
is it?
Which
the issue is is there like a trans portrayal
it's pretty transphobic. It's not
you're right
but you know, a lot of these 90s movies that sort of I watched growing up and loved have some real issues in them, so it's interesting to go back and watch them and see them through what is shockingly new eyes. I mean, I think it's crazy I didn't notice back then, but I was a teenager, so I'm gonna, you know, chalk it up to that.
No, that's the thing. And you do sometimes remember back when you watch these things again to like, I didn't, you know, like I let a lot of stuff slide in that, you know, 16 Candles, because there's much good stuff in there. But even when I, it came out and I was young and it was aimed at me, I was just like, why do they keep banging a gong every time this guy, you know, enters the scene? Like, isn't that, but I thought it was more like just hacky comedy rather than, I was more concerned about it just being lame rather than it being racist, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was both.
And it turned out it was both, but that's the thing. It's like
hacky comedy just in a racist way.
You know, that was, I was already being, you know, kind of critical of comedy and things that seemed you know, derivative or lame like that. But then the racism, like the more you think about it, the, you know, the worse it gets. That guy that played that part, he's still like, yeah, I am so fond of that character, but I hear you. like he's just like, you know, just sort of stuck because he is, he's still popular. He's very popular with people, even though it's a terrible, terrible portrayal. But these are three great recommendations. I might watch all three of these this week just to be on this same page as everybody. Cause now I ask everybody that listens to the show to go to the Doug Lowe's Movies Twitter account, and I will set it up so that everybody can vote on which one of these three is their favorite on the honor system. You have to have seen all three of them. I don't know if any of them, I don't know where they're streaming, but probably somewhere is usually the answer. Are you all ready to play some games? All right, cool. We're going to start with a new game that we've been having a lot of fun with. Padgett, we didn't play it last week, so everyone will be equally in the dark about this game. It's called Rolling With It, and it's presented. I have a game. I have a sponsor for one of the games. That's how crazy this thing is getting. It's presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Today's show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world, has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently great sesh time after time. In perfect harmony with sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers responsibly sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, virgin, organic hemp, bamboo, and come in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their own paper from their mill in Avion to the factories they own in France, with all fibers and packaging materials sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius, and the always sticks acacia gum gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. OCB introduced the world to the first natural rolling paper crafted with pure French-grown organic hemp from the fields in Champagne, France. Organic hemp by OCB are eco-conscious and easy does it. This very slow-burning paper is also one of the strongest, most sustainable on Earth. Looking to be thoughtful without overthinking it? OCB organic hemp really does the trick. The papers are unbleached, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even burning, responsibility harvest, no tear, GMO free, and vegan. Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get 4 booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle is worth $20, limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram, OCBUSA, to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 plus to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
That's a good sponsor for this. I don't even know the game. It sounds good.
I think so. I think it's perfect. I just sort of shoehorned in a name of a game that's, you know, sounds like it's associated with rolling papers, but you don't have to smoke anything or roll up anything. This is just a game where we see how many movies you can name that a popular actress or actor that I have chosen is in. And it's a bidding game. So the basic idea is, what's that? Hello?
What did Kyle say?
I didn't say anything.
He quit.
Did I say something? I'm here. I didn't hear anything. Maybe I did, but I didn't. I might have bumped my microphone.
I thought somebody said something, but this is what happens when we have all of our cameras off. Okay, so we'll start with Kyle. I'll name an actor or actress, and then you tell me how many movies of that person you can name in a minute, in 60 seconds.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, it's not like you have to race the clock, because these aren't actors that you're going to say, oh, I can name 50 movies. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Padgett. Padgett can either add more names or challenge Kyle to do it. And if she challenges Kyle, then if he succeeds, he gets the point. If he fails, Padgett gets the point. And from Padgett, it moves on to Aya, and off we go.
Got it.
This is the one time you want cameras on, because, I mean, you could cheat real easy on this one, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess so. I guess you could quickly pull up a list of that person's movies and then read them off. But if they're... if they're like in alphabetical or in
time order,
you know what? Yeah, in time exactly order, we are 71 movies and appearances.
That could be like the side. It's like a side game in this game is spot the cheater.
I can actually name uncredited cameo appearances from their early teens.
Yeah. 4 appearances on Conan back in 2007.
Wasn't that? Yeah. See, that I know you were cheating, because that's not a. That's not a movie. Okay.
I'd be cheating and dumb. That's the problem. I'm going to give you all their TV credits.
All cheaters are dumb. Okay, yeah. Here we go. The first name, Kyle. Hard to pronounce, but a great actress. Saoirse Ronan.
So here's the problem. I don't know who that is.
See, that's what's great about this game.
Okay.
Is because
I'm going to bid 0.
Yeah, that would be fun to challenge you to name 0 movies.
Okay, wait, I don't know if you can do it.
So normally I would coerce Kyle into bidding one, and you know, and then hoping that Padgett would have mercy on his soul.
It, I could maybe name one if it's spelled a way that it doesn't sound or something. But no, I don't know who this is confident enough to even give a swing at one.
Yeah, I love that about you, Kyle. So okay, Padgett, we'll just go to you. Padgett, if you can name any, I think you can name some Saoirse Ronan movies. So how many do you think you can name?
I can name two.
Okay. That's a solid bid.
Okay, so now do I do it or does Aisha challenge me?
Aya gets
you,
to go.
You call her Aya and then she challenges you.
Oh, no. Shit, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We've already established I'm up and coming. So,
no, Aya, it's because your name is not spelled out all the way and I'm reclined.
I can definitely name three, possibly four, but I'm going to go with three.
What if I came over the top with four here?
You know, I like how
people don't know who this is, but
I like to overpromise so you don't challenge me.
All right, so you three. Oh, I mean,
I can do three.
Any, so I was trying to think of a more fun name to call you. I think I'm going to say if Aya can, she gets the point here.
Okay. Lady Bird.
Oh, damn it! Okay, I know who this is.
Greta Gerwig. Here's one that y'all probably don't know, but I do because my friend directed it, Nicole Beckwith, Stockholm, PA.
Okay.
Sundance hit. And this is the one I'm not actually sure about.
Oh, no.
Atonement?
I'm up here with four. Wait, now. What?
Yes.
Oh.
What? Atonement.
That's yes. True. Yes. Ooh. Atonement is correct.
I love that movie.
I only knew Hannah, and I was going to say Little Women, not being sure.
Oh. Yes, Little Women.
Not being sure, Sharon.
I totally know who this is and could have done six. I got to learn.
Too late, Kyle. Give me up. And it's Saoirse.
What am I saying? Saoirse?
I think it's Saoirse, actually. I just corrected you with probably the wrong pronunciation. Don't listen to me.
But I saw her one time on SNL do a song about how it's pronounced, and so that's where I thought I learned how to say it right, but you know how that goes.
Saoirse.
Saoirse.
It's a great name.
Saoirse. I mean, I've got Ronan down cold. I could say that with no issues. Okay, so that means I is on the board with 1 point. Congratulations, Aya. And all you need is 2 points to win this game. Padgett, you get to go first this time.
Oh, okay.
And then Kyle. And then we move the order around.
All right. Okay.
All right. Padgett, the films of Claire Danes.
The films of Claire Danes?
Yeah, so Homefront doesn't count.
What? Yeah, you mean not that?
Home Fries doesn't count.
Homeland? Okay.
Homelander doesn't count.
Okay. Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I can name. I can name three.
Now that's a strong opening bid, Kyle. Do you know who Claire Danes is?
I do know who Claire Danes is. I think it's pronounced Claire Danes. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I could probably.
That's all right.
Four. I could. You know what? I could. Can I go more than one over?
Yeah.
No, I'll go four. I'll go four.
He says four, Aya.
Name those movies.
Okay.
Nice.
He's got to roll with it. He's only got 60 seconds.
Yes.
Put 60 seconds on the clock, Ryan. Because okay. I think this is going to be tough. All right. You ready, Kyle?
I'm ready. I'm holding my hand up.
Okay. Go.
To four. She's in the Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. She is in the third Terminator 3. Do I have to know the tagline?
We would appreciate it.
Terminator 3, Here Come the Machines. That can't be it. That can't be the name. Here Come the Machines. Okay. She's in Nicole Kidman is in it. The Hours. And is it, did I get the point for the Terminator?
No.
Oh.
Terminator. Okay.
She's not going to get five even with the Terminator.
Did I say five or four?
You said five.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I think he said four.
No, he said four. He said four.
I think he said seven.
Matt Damon, she's in the movie called the Rainmaker. It's Rise of the Machines. It's called Rise of the Machines.
You just looked it up.
No, I didn't look it up. I'm zooming it up. I'm looking at, I'm trying to figure out what the poster looked like. Because it's like, it was the first Terminator I saw.
Time.
I went in a.
Yeah, time. That's it. Time's up. How many did he get?
I said four. I said four.
Which four did you say?
The Hours, Romeo and
Juliet.
I didn't know, and The Rainmaker.
The Hours, Germany. All right.
He did it.
Okay. Yes. Congratulations, Kyle. You're on the board.
She was also in Little Women, wasn't she? The other Little Women.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder.
Time with Winona, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here Come the Machines. Could you imagine if that was on the poster? That's a musical. So that is the Broadway adaptation of Terminator.
Here come the machine.
I just love she's been in so many movies and you spent so much time on one that you knew going into it, you didn't know what the rest of it was.
You ever start a sentence and you're like, all the words will be there by the end.
They'll get there. They'll show up. Okay. Back to you, Padgett. You're going to start us off again. And then it'll go to Aya and then to Kyle. And Aya's in a position here to win. So is Kyle. So Padgett's really got to step up here. It's the films of Andy Garcia.
I can name. I can name four films starring Andy Garcia that have Andy Garcia in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that caveat. We had to...
Yes. That's a strong opening bid. What do you think, Aya?
I would like to give Padgett her first point and allow her to name those four films.
Okay. Put 60 seconds on the clock, Ryan. Are you ready, Padgett?
Yes.
Andy Garcia, go.
The Godfather. The Godfather, yeah. It's complicated.
Here comes the Godfather.
Scent of a no. Something with Meryl Streep. hold on. Something with Meg Ryan. And The Abyss. I don't have anything. I can't think of anything right now.
When you bid four, were you just hoping that she wouldn't call your bluff?
Of course. I thought she would know five.
All I can think is hoo-ah.
That's not even the right movie. Yeah, no, he's not in that.
Hoo-ah.
He's not in Son of a Woman. He was in, his first big movie was Untouchables with Kevin Costner.
Wow.
And then he's just been in a million things ever since. He's on this new TV show, Rebel.
That's a TV show.
I would have cheated and just said all three of the Ocean's movies.
Wait.
Yeah.
Was he in The Godfather 3?
Three. He was in part three. Yeah.
Okay. Shoot.
Yeah. But it was an excellent effort. So fun to listen to. Aya Cash is our winner. Coincidentally, the prize today is a trip to Asia. So that's funny.
I know her name now.
You'll never forget. Win. And we're going to go to another break. When we come back, we're going to play one more game. That's that's the game that really matters. But Aya gets to go first in that game because she won the first game. So we'll see what happens after this. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back. Very exciting competition thus far, if I do say so myself. And I think we're all going to have a great time playing this next game. I couldn't decide what to call it. It's either going to be called By Popular Demand or, you know, just because branding is so crucial, Doug Demands It. I generally don't, you know, I don't like to be demanding, but I guess when you're running a game show, you kind of have to be. So I'm going to call it Doug Demands It. Mm-hmm. Right now on my cable company has, you know, tons of movies listed that you can watch on demand. Some very famous movies, but lots of movies that, you know, just for one reason or another, they're small films or, you know, independent or whatever. Studio films just get dumped. There's just lots of movies to choose from. So I'm going to describe a movie that's on demand currently. I'm going to read the description that they print on the screen, but nothing else about the movie. Then I'm going to give you three choices, three titles that it could be. One of them is the correct title. So Aya gets to go first on the first one. If she misses, then it'll go to Kyle and then to Padgett. And so this is how Kyle won last week, is that he just would be the third person each time when the other two people would both get something wrong. And it's a great way to win. Mm-hmm. Good luck, everybody. Aya?
Yes.
Here's the description. The laws of time and space begin to do strange things within the walls of agoraphobic's home. Of an agoraphobic's home. Not agoraphobic. I don't know what that would be. The walls of an agoraphobic's home. Is it being dead before I'm dead, or I Blame Society?
It's definitely I Blame Society.
That is incorrect.
The confidence, though.
The confidence was so good. Everyone would have been so, so impressed. Kyle?
What were the two?
I wish I could say them again, but that wouldn't be fair. Yeah, I'll tell you again. They are, it's not a memory game. They are being dead or before I'm dead.
I'm going to go with
all
before
of these films are available now. Which one?
Before I'm dead.
You have a knack for this, Kyle. That is correct.
Explain to me how my winning and going first gave me an advantage on this game.
Because you could have said the right answer and then nobody else could have gotten to go.
Oh, got it. Got it. I agree.
No, you're right. You are right, though. It's not a tremendous advantage. It just is a chance to be wrong first.
Yeah, and then you have less choices as you go through.
So. Yeah, but now that show-off Kyle went and got one right, it's going to swing back around in your favor.
I don't remember the name of the movie I just said to win this round.
That's okay. You can just forget about that. We're moving on to another set of films. And But Padgett gets to start us off this time.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and then and then we'll go to Aya. And an enraged woman battles violent organ smugglers after returning to her hometown. Is that a film, Padgett, called Burn It All? The Reckoning or Bobbleheads the movie?
That movie is called The Reckoning.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
We move over to Aya, who now sees.
Clearly.
The non-bobbleheads one.
What a glorious. Do you mean Burn It All?
Oh, I mean Burn It All.
Yes, that is correct. Burn It All is correct.
I was hoping you'd guess Bobbleheads the movie. The real movie we all know about.
The real twist, if that's the Bobbleheads movie.
I kind of want to see the Bobbleheads movie because it's a Home Alone style movie where the family goes on vacation, and when burglars try to get in, all the bobbleheads that live in the house stop the burglars from getting in. I am not making this up. This is real. This is a real thing.
No.
It is real.
My mom had a bobblehead collection when I was growing up. I don't have a joke about that. That was just a fact. You can continue. Yeah.
Did she often like walk by and tap them all, or they were just kind of free to bobble when they felt like it?
They were more like a bobble when you feel like it. I was more bobbling the heads.
Yeah. How can you resist? It's so fun to bobble. Aya has a point. Kyle has a point.
No, Aya doesn't she? Oh, in this game. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. New game.
Thanks for trying to stand up for me, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the bobblehead collection makes me want you to win.
Thanks, Padgett.
It's just guilt from the name mess up earlier. I can feel
it. It is. I'm still suffering. I'm still suffering.
All right, we're back to Padgett again.
Okay.
And this time it'll go to Kyle after Padgett. So, good luck, everybody. A serial killer abducts a young woman's fiancé. Is this, Padgett, a movie called 100 Days to Live? Or You Will Die at 20? Or Curious George Go West, Go Wild?
This movie is 100 Days to Live.
I love the confidence, especially when you're right. That is correct. Yes! It is 100 Days to Live.
Thank you. That I feel like you are letting me off easy on this one.
This is great. We've got a three-way tie.
It could have been any of those three.
It really could have been. Because, you know, some of these movies, there's so many Curious George movies at this point, they have to figure out interesting new directions for the franchise.
It's nice that he's engaged.
Just to keep it alive. Wait, so... you think that Curious George is the young woman's fiancé?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think Curious George is just, you know.
I thought this was like an Ingrid Goes West sequel. Curious George goes west and goes wild.
You can't be like, I don't know movies and then make Ingrid Goes West references.
I saw that one and it made me really anxious and I quit going to movies. I liked it, but it made me too anxious to see with other people.
That's the movie that ended your movie going. I love it.
It's too real. I was so anxious the whole time.
It really is like what a intense experience that movie is.
What is it?
Aubrey Plaza. Yeah. Oh, I'm just trying to play a game with it. We got to name people.
It's Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen. And Elizabeth Olsen's like an influencer type. And Aubrey Plaza's obsessed with her. So she just shows up and makes up a bunch of lies to like get into her life. It's, you know, it's definitely the... fan from hell kind of scenario.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining because you know, Aubrey Plaza is always always entertaining, I think. All right, here we go. Aya, it's all coming back to you now.
Fuck.
I meant Kyle, it's your turn.
Oh, shit.
nobody wants to go first.
I do.
All right. So Padgett's volunteering to go first.
Yes, I'll go first. I call second. Second.
All right. So here we go. Padgett, one of these is a food. okay, Padgett, what movie? Here's the description. Suspicion turns to obsession when a man starts to think that an oddball neighbor killed a child. Oh, man. An oddball neighbor killed a child. Would this movie be called Goodbye Butterfly, Bad Cupid, or Ugly Bug Dinner Dance?
I'll go first.
This one feels like
Padgett's first.
This movie, although I would watch it if it was the third title, this movie is Ugly Cupid.
Okay, your choices are Goodbye Butterfly, Bad Cupid, or Ugly Bug.
I think this movie is called Ugly Cupid Bunny. this is Bad Cupid.
Why would
Ugly Bug? I'm going second.
I'm second. I haven't gone in six rounds. I'm about to turn the video on.
Oh, what, shit. We gotta go.
Yeah, right. You're wrong.
All right. Bad Cupid is wrong. Aya, what?
Give it to Aya.
First of all, this is called The Lovely Bones. But second of all, it's called, is it Ugly Butterfly?
All right, I'm up.
This goodbye butterfly.
Goodbye butterfly.
It's yeah, not. That's correct. I never get to say all of Ugly Bug Dinner Dance. I always start laughing. It's so stupid. All right, you don't have to commit right now, Aya, but you can come back next week if you want to. I don't know where you're at on that, but. I'll reach out to you privately. The movie's called We Broke Up, and it's in theaters next Friday and on digital April 23rd. And thank you so much for being here, Aya. Padgett Brewster
has
a new program animated from the Harvey Birdman people called Bird Girl. Did you just give us a taste of what the voice sounds like?
Yeah.
Bird girl. I'm Bird Girl.
Bird girl. You're laughing too hard.
And Kyle Ayers, host of Never Seen It podcast. Get it where you get your podcasts. You are a great champion, Kyle.
Thank you.
But we've got a new champion now.
It feels okay to lose to Ugly Bug Dinner Dance. God intended, since that's all of my individual tattoos in one movie title.
Like, why are they having a dinner dance? Like, what?
The weird working title to Midsummer was Ugly Bug Dinner Dance.
called that.
I've got a show coming up on April 20th. Go to rushtix.com for a virtual comedy show at 4:20 Pacific time on 4:20. What a delightful, fun show this has been. Thank you to all three of my guests, Kyle Ayers, Padgett Brewster, Aya Cash, who may or may not be back next week. We'll see if she recovers from today. And as always, Murphy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in